Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the world should not prevail against it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "Who do you think that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the nether world shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the heaven, to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a beautiful message for Peter. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. As you know, from the gospel, you know that many times Peter was very weak. He denied Jesus 3 times. He lost sometimes his faith once he was asked to walk to Jesus on the surface of the sea. He did for a few steps, and then seeing the wind blow, then he fell. Jesus told him, "Man of little faith." Right, Peter is not strong, has little faith, but Christ still gave his assignment to be the head of the church. That means to say, we have to understand the mission of each one of us is big, to construct the church. But we are weak also. So at the back, it's Jesus is himself who within us to fulfill all the assignment. You have to believe. It's not that you do, but Christ in you does everything. So in trust, that's why Jesus was saying to Faustina this beautiful prayer. Jesus, I trust in you. I have to share frankly with you that as a priest, the Satan will not give us peace. He always tried all means to disturb us. Whatever you do or think, always something disturbs us. At times, maybe through other people's warnings, it might hurting us, and so we lose our peace. But Jesus is still around us. At those moments, I just tried to repeat the phrase what Sister Faustina teaching us. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Miracle happens. I was disturbed a little bit in my mind. I feel weak. But in trusting to him, there's some peace within myself. He is doing something for us. Us, Jesus says, will be given. It's so true. It's not that Jesus doesn't give us the gift, but you don't need it. You don't ask for it. Even if he gave it to you, you were sort of aware. So let us once again renew our trust, follow the footpath of Sister Faustina, step by step, telling Jesus, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.